Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up here on the program a little bit later on, we're going to hear some updates from our local schools up in the north part of the county, Riley County and Blue Valley Schools. John Cox and Cliff Williams joined me earlier in the week to pre-record those interviews. Of course, they're out of school now. We also will hear an update from Norma Slagle over at Ascension Via Christi talking about diabetes awareness. But we're going to start here on the program. We've got a couple guests in studio joining us this morning from St. Thomas More Catholic Church. Pastor Michael Eady joins us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Kathleen Jones, who is a volunteer coordinator for an upcoming event they have. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning.
And that event is a really neat event here. I've been to the last couple years, and my family looks forward to going to this after we open our presents on Christmas morning, and that is the annual Manhattan Christmas Dinner at the church. Let's give people a little background, Pastor Eady. How long has this been going on?
I'll have to defer to Kathleen on that. I can't remember.
This will be our 10th year.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
10 years and going strong.
Absolutely.
You get a lot of folks. I remember last year, so it shifted last year to more of a drive-through fashion, which I understand will continue. But it seemed like it ran pretty smooth.
Yeah, I was surprised at how well we were able to make that shift from a sit-down dinner. Pastor Eady is more familiar with the way this all began back 10 years ago. You want to speak to that?
Sure. We had a couple of our members whose names escape me right now. One of them wanted to volunteer with the Thanksgiving dinner in the community and discover that they didn't need any more help. And then she got to thinking, well, what about Christmas? What happens in our community for Christmas for folks? And there wasn't anything going on at all that we could discover. And so they decided then we needed to offer a Christmas dinner to people in the community. The idea being not only to feed a great meal, but to bring people together, especially those that might be by themselves on Christmas Day, and give them a place to sit and eat and be in conversation.
And it's wonderful. I got to do that 2 years ago, and it was a blast. You see a lot of familiar faces out there. You see some unfamiliar faces and get to meet people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And just a great opportunity. It takes a lot of volunteer effort, though, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We have in the past, when we had the sit-down meal up until last year, would utilize up more than 100 volunteers, almost 100 this year.
Okay.
And we plan to serve, or we are set up to serve, as much as 450 people this year.
Wow, that's pretty good. And the meal's always a delicious one. What are you serving on the menu?
Well, this year, the menu is going to be creative. We offer a traditional holiday meal. People can choose ham. We also will have the offering of pulled pork. Typically, we offer turkey, but because of supplies chain issues, we don't have the turkey this year. So we're offering fried chicken if people would like that instead of the ham or the pulled pork. Mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, cranberry salad, a roll, and your choice of pumpkin or apple pie, fresh baked.
That is so wonderful. And, you know, I think fried chicken will be a nice substitution there for folks that want it.
It's better than nothing.
Well, what a great opportunity. And as mentioned, it will be a drive-through only event here this time around. But can you kind of explain that process, how that will work?
Yeah, people will pull into the parking lot at St. Thomas More, and we'll have cones to sort of direct people where to go. And they'll just drive up. We have runners that will be going to each car and asking what their choices are for the meat dish. And then as they pull forward, we'll be providing them the other parts of it and silverware and that to each vehicle. And then somebody will bring their meal specifically put together for them as they pull forward. And then the last station is where they see Santa.
Santa and his elves will have a gift for every guest.
That's wonderful. And my girls look forward to that. I have two girls. One's almost 11. The other's 4. So the 11-year-old is not as big into Santa now as the 4-year-old is, but they always look forward to seeing him and his elves. I know he's had elves with him in the past.
Yes, very popular spot.
Very cool. And the event is happening what time on Saturday?
11 o'clock it starts. It goes till 2.
Till 2, yes, okay. On Christmas Day.
All right. And I would just advise if you are going, probably want to get there a little early to get your spot in line.
Never hurts.
All right. Very good. And again, you mentioned this has been going on quite a while. I can't thank enough the volunteers that put this on because it's such a wonderful event. Hopefully at some point that we can go back to doing it in person. I think everybody kind of understands the reasoning for it. COVID obviously is still here, but
absolutely,
you know, yeah, makes it difficult. As far as other things here around the holiday, though, since you're here, I mean, you're probably doing service on Christmas Eve as well?
Right. I'm actually retired from Peace Lutheran Church in Manhattan, but I serve a church in Onega, so we will be doing Christmas Eve there. And I know Peace Lutheran Church is having two Christmas Eve services.
Right, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And St. Thomas More, of course, is having their Christmas Eve services. I'm not familiar with the times at this, off the top of my head.
All right. Well, if people want to donate to this effort here, the Christmas dinner, is that a possibility?
You bet it is. As a matter of fact, we have a very generous community that every year donates not only before the dinner, because we go out into the community to solicit donations, but people who drive up to get their meals, many, many of them donate, and we gladly accept those donations, and we have a fund set up that helps us to put on this event each year, and we use those donations for that.
All right. I might give the address here because I know where you're located at, but just in case somebody out there doesn't know where, you can find St. Thomas More Catholic Church. Where are you guys located?
2900 Kimball Avenue here in Manhattan.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hard to miss it. It's a big church there right at just northwest of Browning and Kimball, and you can find it there. 11 to 2 is when the Christmas dinner is happening this Saturday. It's a great event. Like I said, I'm a little biased. I've been there the last couple of years, and it's a lot of fun. So be sure to check that out. Is there anything else we haven't mentioned you want to make sure to let people know about?
Well, one other thing I would like to say is that this year I've had several people call me to ask if we can deliver food, and we're not set up to do that. So what I'd like to suggest is for folks to reach out to their neighbors, people in organizations or congregations that you're a part of who may be shut-ins or don't have transportation, and if they would like you to bring them a meal, drive by, pick up a meal for them, and take that to them so that they can enjoy that as well.
That'd be a wonderful opportunity. We could probably have some folks here that can't leave their homes, and so that'd be a good opportunity. All right. Well, again, 11 to 2 this Saturday, Christmas Day, at St. Thomas More Catholic Church. It's a wonderful event, and we hope everybody will check it out. They are going to have the menu again, fried chicken, ham, and pulled pork?
Correct. And pumpkin pie or apple pie and all the traditional holiday meal fixings.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for sharing this, and we wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. And Merry Christmas to you.
I appreciate that. More In Focus is on the way next here on News Radio KMAN.